Welcome to the Full Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 1:52 PM, that is Pacific Standard Time, and today is February 27th. And another quiet day on Wall Street today, not least because investors are just waiting to see what President Trump is going to include in his speech to Congress tomorrow. The market has rallied on the expectation that there will be at least some reform of the tax system, that there will be some deregulation of the banking system, that there will be a much larger infrastructure spend. But perhaps the patience with these broad spectrum announcements, but with very little detail, we might have patience becoming a little bit frayed. And there is a short-term overbought condition, so the market will be looking for some detail on what exactly is planned. And if we look at the consistency of the S&P 500, it has rallied by about 100 points on three separate occasions in the last year, and it has just rallied by just about 100 points again. And you do have this short-term overbought condition. If it was going to remain very consistent, then the logical course of action would be for some pause and consolidation, another range, and if the past two ranges are anything to go by, it could be quite shallow, but that we could see a range just to unwind some of that overbought condition. But because there is an uncertainty attached to exactly what it is that is going to be announced, then there is the potential for volatility to pick up, and not least because volatility is so remarkably low. What we can also see on this on the chart here is that the Bovespa in Brazil was down by 1.18%. It had got all the way up to test that 70,000 level, and it is overbought in the short term, so there is again the potential for a pause in consolidation following what has been a particularly impressive advance over the last year. It is right back testing that 70,000 area, which is an area where the index had encountered resistance previously because it represents the all-time high. In other words, and of course that is a nominal high region because Brazil has obviously been subject to some of the most acute currency devaluation of any country. But what we're also seeing is that the real has encountered some resistance in the region of that round 3 level, and that is a reasonably dynamic move. But perhaps more importantly, it is now challenging that progression of lower rally highs, and follow through tomorrow would constitute a break of that 3-month advance, and that would open up the door to at least a pause in consolidation in terms of both the real's advance and that of the stock market. There is quite a bit of tension in Korea right now with the heir to the Samsung empire being held, and it is also at the upper side of its range. The big question is whether it is going to continue to hold that progression of high reaction lows in this current pullback. If this is the latter stages of what has been a lengthy consolidation, then this pullback and consolidation will be limited to just that, and it will hold that 2050 area. When we look at Europe, then we are also presented with this. I think that Europe is perhaps leading on the downside relative to Wall Street. It has paused and consolidated over the last 2 months. It has not held that move to a new high from last week. It continues to look like it is simply a pause in consolidation after a breakout. And part of the reason that we've had some weakness in those European stock markets is because the euro has been just a tad stronger. But it did not hold that advance today. Despite the fact that you have uncertainty about what's going to happen in the US, that pales in comparison to the kind of uncertainty that we have with Europe. And because of that uncertainty, which is totally reliant on this wild card that we have in terms of politics. Dutch politics, French politics, German politics, but that's only this year. There is no end point because of the perceived injustices that the European solution to the sovereign wealth crisis have thrown up. And that is something that is going to plague the project for as long as it fails to come up with a substantive plan for growth. And the how the political establishment can claim a mandate from the people when such a large proportion of them are unemployed is hard to fathom, but it is certainly it has been the reality for much of the last decade in Europe and arguably before that as well. The gold price and precious metals generally were worthy of mentioning here today. Having rallied in early trading, gold gave up its advance. It was down very mildly. But platinum gave up its entire advance, and it was north. It got almost up to $1,050 today, and was not able to hold it. So it hasn't quite failed to sustain that breakout from the short-term range, but downside follow-through tomorrow would suggest that it would go back down and test the round $1,000 level. Gold is probably in need of some form of catalyst to really ignite investor interest. So it is worth watching, not least because it is in the region of the trend mean. That's pretty much the same for platinum, for silver, and for the gold miners. What is interesting is that the gold miners have not been performing in line with gold just over the last couple of days. What they And that is potentially a warning signal. The gold shares were down rather dynamically in here today, and I'm looking at the Amex Gold Shares Index. But if we look at the GDX, which is something that I think more people are looking at, then we do see that dynamic move that is now trading back below the 200-day moving average. It is important because the gold miners had been representing not just relative strength, but they had been leading the gold price. And the fact that they are now trading back below the 200-day moving average suggests that it is for the bulls to prove they do need to find support now. That if we're going to have in any way an orderly advance in this market, obviously. If we do not get an orderly market, if we get a very choppy environment, it's much more difficult to deal with from a technical perspective. So obviously we would like to see some evidence that there is some support coming in. Otherwise, we could be in for a very choppy environment indeed. And unfortunately, with gold, that is something that cannot be fully discounted because it is characteristically volatile. The other big commodity that did not hold its high in here today was oil, and it was down very marginally, but it had been up on the day. And over the last five sessions, we have had 3 days where it was able to turn in a positive performance, but on none of those days was it able to hold its intraday peak. And on two of the days, it turned in a negative performance, and yet it has pretty much stayed exactly today where it was this time last week. This is an incredibly inert range for oil. That it has an intraday range in excess of a dollar, and has done that 5 days in a row, and yet this is an explosion waiting to happen. When it can string together more than a couple of days on the upside or the downside, that will resolve this range, and we will be treated to a more volatile environment because it couldn't be less volatile than it has been. And when we look at that continuous commodity index and you start stringing together that we have had a corrective phase in some of those industrial metals, that the precious metals have at least stopped going up and oil prices have stopped going up, well then the continuous commodity index is now back almost right to the 200-day moving average, and it absolutely needs to find support in this area if the benefit of the doubt is to be given to the upside. When we look at the Japanese market, what I think is perhaps worth looking at, and I think we tomorrow I think I will do a review of banking sectors, but looking at the Japanese banks, they bear a striking resemblance to the European index, and they were down today. So what we have seen just today has been some de-risking. We don't see any evidence of it on Wall Street, but that we are seeing some evidence of it in other asset classes. That would suggest that there is some nervousness about exactly what it is that President Trump is going to say. And it would suggest that that people are taking some of their money off the table, that we could be in for a little bit of additional volatility. And I think that is perhaps the biggest takeaway from what we've seen in today's markets. So with that, I will leave you for today and wish all the best to all of you.